I just did a YouTube video about this, and I just have to jump on and tell you what went on, because I think I just went through a period of the worst blood sugar in my life. So I spoke on the first podcast of this series that I suffered with a bit of diabetes burnout, but I didn't know how bad it was until I checked the data, which Freestyle Libre allows you to do via LibreView. And the results were kind of mind-blowing. Let's get into it. Now, I feel like I've discussed this a million times through videos and podcasts and TikToks and all that sort of stuff, but I used to have a really good time with diabetes, and sometime after the pandemic started, so sometime in 2020, that started to change. And I think it was all to do with my sort of obviously more sedentary life. You know, I now work from home, where I used to work outdoors and I used to run around and do all these sorts of stuff. But now I don't. Now I sort of kind of sit at a computer a lot of the time. And that's had a crazy effect on my blood sugar. But I you know, I always sort of knew that that was the case, but I never sort of really looked at the data. And I just thought, you know, to cap off, you know, obviously I had that rough week, which I told you about on this last episode of the podcast, but to cap off my sort of diabetes burnout, to sort of put some sort of finality to it, to get some closure, I just wanted to sort of take a look at how bad it was really, you know, how bad it really had been. And I used a Freestyle Libre. I'm sure many of us do out there. It's a flash glucose monitor. I used a Freestyle Libre 2 system, which also delivers sort of Bluetooth alerts when I'm high or low to my phone. And it also comes with this tool that I don't really use a lot, to be honest. I think my diabetes specialist nurse uses it more than me. It's called LibreView. And it's basically loads of data. It's actually really good, you know, after having a little poke around yesterday. It actually displays all of your data and info in sort of a really helpful, readable way. It gives you averages, it gives you like daily graphs, it shows you medians, and it shows you literally how many hours or minutes you spent in sort of a certain value of blood sugar. And unfortunately, I wasn't that impressed with the results that I got from my LibreView yesterday. I was sort of expecting it to be kind of bad, but I mean, Jesus, it was bad. Like just flicking through, like, so my average blood sugar would normally be between 7 or 8, I'm guessing. You know, that, you know, that I'd say that's accounting for, you know, a few spikes, a few peaks, and a few post-meal highs and that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, you know, we've gone up a notch. I'm terrified to see what my A1C would be. And this isn't, you know, I'm talking about my personal experience with diabetes. This doesn't mean if you've got similar values to what I'm freaking out at, that your sort of experience is invalidated, because all of our bodies are different. We all have different lives and we all manage our conditions differently. But what I did see was quite shocking to me, actually. And what it said to me when I saw all of these 10s, 11s and 12s as averages, daily averages, when I would usually see 6s, 8s, or at a push, 9, it showed me that I'd taken my foot off the gas, I'd taken my eye off the mark, and it gave me sort of a kick up the backside that I needed. So I've been getting back into running. Running really helps with my blood sugar. I do sort of a 3.3 kilometer loop around this local nature reserve where I live, and it's a really nice run. I'm getting it, you know, I'm getting good at just sort of pacing myself and increasing my speed. One day I did it after drinking the night before, and my average kilometers were literally like 8 minutes, because I was having to stop because I was getting out of breath so quickly. Don't run after a night out. I wouldn't advise that. But, you know, most of the time I'm not having nights out and I'm not drinking. So most of the time I am seeing my time increase, my speed increase. And I bought myself a little iWatch to, firstly, I to sort of track my progress and, you know, see how I was going and to make sure I was moving enough in the day. And yesterday it said like I moved for like 60 minutes and I burnt an extra 800 calories, which was fantastic. I also did something cool very recently. I did some filming for Channel 5, which will be coming out in a few months, I'm guessing. And, you know, that got me out of the house. And that got me feeling like, yeah, if I'm out, I'm motivated, I'm doing stuff, I'm putting myself out there. And, you know, all of these opportunities are going to start flowing in. So anyway, back to the blood sugar, back to the Libra view. I looked at sort of the week previous, and I'd spent slightly more time in the higher percentiles than I did in the whole time that I was in range, which was absolutely crazy. And I feel like I've been taking absolutely loads of insulin recently. Now, I've got a fairly new pump, the Tandem T-Slim, and I've had some issues with insertions and cannulas bending and that sort of stuff. So I think sometimes the insulin pump isn't giving me my full dose. But also what I think it is that I've become a bit insulin resistant. I think what I did, especially through burnout, I was just, when I felt like it, was pumping myself full of insulin, which I think your body gets accustomed to. I saw a TikTok, a really helpful TikTok, which talked about how your body learns to be insulin resistant. So now the task that I have, the task at hand, is to become more insulin sensitive. And I think I can't do that by going low carb. I think what I have to do is build up my muscles again, build up my sort of, what do you call it? Like your not your energy, your, oh God, what's the word? Build up your, anyway, you're probably screaming the word at me right now, but I can't think of it, but build up that. We're going to build that up too. So that's what I'm going to be doing now. So I'm going to be doing that by running a lot. I'm running sort of like 3 times a week. I've got some dumbbells, which were getting dusty. So I've dusted those off and I've started using them again every day for about 15 minutes because we know I think you can become more insulin sensitive if you've got more muscles. If that's, you know, I'm not a scientist, a nutritionist, a personal trainer, or a doctor or a healthcare professional, so don't take my word as gospel. But I think that's the case. I think when I was doing loads of exercise and I was doing a mixture of weight training and cardio, I was building up quite a bit of muscle. I was fairly lean, which I don't feel like I am right now. Nevertheless, when I was, you know, generally healthier, my insulin resistance was, you know, not very low, not very high, I mean to say, and I had a much better time. So my goal is to get back in that situation. Now, it's going to take a lot of work because, like I said, my whole sort of lifestyle has changed. So I'd go and do quite an active job and then I'd go to the gym. I go and do quite an intensive class. Now, I tried to do the classes as soon as they opened up. I tried so hard, but I was getting to the stage where I was sitting in so much traffic every day, just trying to get to the class on time. And then, you know, because I'm not already in town, I was having to pay, you know, obviously pay for petrol there. I was having to pay for parking, you know, which I was doing before, but usually I could, you know, get away with that because I was sort of in Bristol anyway, and it wasn't so much of a financial burden, and it was an expensive gym anyway, but it did do wonders for my health and my fitness, and it was just something that I enjoyed to do. You know, they were hard classes, but I didn't mind them. I really walked out of the classes once I'd finished them feeling great about myself, feeling like that I'd achieved something amazing. And for a while, I did, through lockdown, I did the classes at home. And I you know, I was able to maintain the fitness level for quite a while. But all of a sudden, I think it was about the time when I lost my job, I think. That's when I decided, I didn't decide. That's when it all just stopped for me. That's when I just kind of lost all motivation. And then, you know, it's been sort of periods of trying to get fitter, periods of eating healthier, but never staying consistent. And I think after all of this, after, you know, berating myself on the internet for the video that I did all about my blood sugar, if you want to see that, by the way, if you want to see me go step by step through all of the data, then do head to my YouTube channel right now. It's one of my most recent videos that I've posted. I posted it today, I think. I think it went public today. So check that out if you want. It's called The Worst Blood Sugar of My Life. And what I think after doing all of this reflection, and I think this is really healthy because I'm making the videos and I'm, you know, I'm very inward with my YouTube videos at the minute. I'm making them completely about my experience with diabetes and what I'm up to. You know, I'm sure I've got some videos in the pipeline that are about travel and other projects, which I hope to make this year. But right now, I'm just sort of getting back into it slowly, and telling my story is probably one of the easiest things to do. Anyway, what I'm getting at here is that I'm really finding that it's a good way to reflect and a good way to learn and a good way to take stock of what's going on and not let the situation get ahead of you, not let diabetes and your good or bad management of it disrupt your treatment of it. So I've realized that consistency is key, that what I'm never good at is keeping it up. What I'm never good at is when I decide that, right, I'm going to start eating healthy, I'm going to start carb counting, I'm going to start cooking from scratch, that there's a point in the near distant future, it's a monthly cycle probably right now. There's a point in that month where I sort of fall off the wagon and I don't get back on it for quite a while, a little bit at least. But I have got to be a bit more endurant. Endurance was the word I was looking for earlier. I've got to be a bit more endurant. I've got to stick to my guns. I've got to have some discipline. And I think discipline too is the key to consistency. I don't think you can have consistency without discipline. And maybe that's what it's like. Maybe I'm just trying to I'm not unhappy. Like I don't have like wounds to heal. I'm not in mental and emotional turmoil. So I don't know why I'm sort of, maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just have got lazy and I just need to get myself back together. I think it's hard to be completely on it and completely driven when you work from home and all of your comforts, everything that you love to eat, everything that you love to do, like play your PlayStation and watch Netflix and sit in your comfy bed, all of that is literally staring you in the face. So I think it's a hard thing to do, to not give in to that. But I guess, I mean, that's what I've got to do. My job isn't changing. It's going to be at home for probably the whole time that I work there. So I've got to stick to it. But otherwise, I think there's a bit of a mindset change that's going on because, like I say, I mean, I sort of feel good about myself and I sort of am able to keep consistent with what I'm doing and staying healthy when work is good. And obviously, I'm so very grateful to work where I do work. But I sort of live for all the other opportunities that I get to do as well. So when I was invited to be on this documentary for Channel 5, hopefully putting together plans for sort of a video podcast for Spotify that will be sort of celebrating local successes following the pandemic in Bristol and Bath. That sort of stuff, it seems to only come around when my positivity is in the right direction. So no, I'm not going to tell you that you can manifest a fantastic future. I'm not going to tell you that there is a secret into writing down your goals and repeating them 10 million times before you fall asleep. Because I don't know, I was absorbed into that for a little bit a while ago, but I think it's probably just a load of guff. And I don't mean to offend anyone that takes manifesting very seriously. I just don't think it's the right thing for me, let's say. So I'm not a manifester, but I do recognize that when I'm a bit more positive, when I've got a bit more pep in my step, when I am healthy, when I'm running, when I'm getting up in the morning, when I'm going to sleep at night and getting a full night's rest, that the opportunities do seem to fly in. Now, that's something that I can't explain. That's something that I can't describe, other than it's the subconscious stuff that's holding me back. So when I am feeling a bit down and diabetes is sort of kicking my ass and all that sort of stuff, maybe it could be that my subconscious is preventing me from really engaging with my surroundings and networking properly and holding me back from doing the things that I want to do. So I think the first step to all of this is, firstly, I need to get my blood sugar sorted. So we've already spoken about that. I'm going to start carb counting. That's something that I really wasn't doing that much of. I'm going to start carb counting. I'm going to obviously continue this exercise regime. And also, I think I need to start being cruel to be kind with myself, because there's all too much comfort in moping around, and there's all too much comfort in comfort, isn't there? There's all too much, safe, warm, snuggly home life with PlayStation and Nintendo Switch and takeaways and all that sort of stuff. I'm actually really surprised how much of a hermit I turned into because of lockdown. And it's hard to break that cycle, but that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to have to do. And that is, I guess, maybe... So I didn't really want to set a New Year's resolution. Maybe I did set one. If I did, I've forgotten about it. But maybe that is it. You know, I'm setting it, you know, more than a month into the year. But I think I've realised that's what I want to do. That's what I... It's a goal that I need to give myself, because if you haven't got goals, you won't achieve anything. And obviously now I'm back into creating content that I actually care about. I'm doing it in a way that isn't too taxing for me, which allows me to keep up with work and allows me to have time for other opportunities. You know, I'm not working late into the night every night. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I can't do that every now and again. That doesn't mean that I can't have my run like, you know, I'm yet to go on it. I'm ready. I'm all dressed for it right now. It's sort of 3:30 now. Doesn't mean that I can't do my run now and then get a little bit of work done later on, because you know how hard it is to exercise when you feel like it's time to wind down. You know how hard it is to put your running shoes on when it's raining or it's dark or it's cold. So I'm going to make use of the daylight, make use of the sunshine, and get myself out there, get myself together, and really, really do this. Now, I think I've rambled on for a bit, and I'm sorry if this one was a bit boring, but I mean, the whole point of this episode was just to say, what the hell were my blood sugars? And to sort of, I guess, reach out and see if you guys have noticed the same thing, and you know, if you're having to snap back from a bit of burnout, have you done it? How have you managed to stay consistent? If you want to get in touch with me, if you want to have a little chat about what's going on, you can email me, hello@jamielowe.co. You can find me on social media. I'm @JamieLowTV everywhere. Thank you to everyone that keeps downloading and listening to these podcasts. It's really nice to have your company. It's really nice to be able to talk to people, because, I don't know, I'm like a classic boy who doesn't really like talking about his feelings and stuff like that. So, but what I can do very well is talking to microphones and cameras. So maybe this is my way of doing that with you. It's a one-sided conversation, unfortunately, but it doesn't have to be that way. And if you did fancy being a part of future projects, if you've got a diabetes story to tell, maybe you want to be in an upcoming video series that I'm putting together, or when I relaunch the Broken Pancreas Gang podcast, which used to be the Awful One podcast, if you feel like you could be a part of that or add something to it, then do please get in touch. hello@jamielowe.co, @JamieLowTV, all over social media. Don't forget to check out this video where you can literally see how bad my blood sugar was across December and the start of January. Oh my God, it's February now. So across December and January, but do feel like you don't have to worry about me, because it's underway. A solution is underway, and I'm feeling better for it. But that's all from me today. Again, thank you for downloading this podcast and spending some time with me. I hope you will return next week, and don't forget to leave me a review if you can. 5 stars if I deserve it, only if you want to though. But after all of that talking, I'm going to shut up now, and I'll hope to see you next week. Bye-bye for now.